Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, while Bogey slurps his coffee, me and the rest of Detroit sports fans will slurp on Datsyuk, or the possibility for coming back.
Oh, my.
No, slurping up the news.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure.
And it's not even necessarily news, and it's not a surprise. It has been known that he was probably going to leave the KHL team or whatever, but the theory is he still might play for his hometown team in Russia, but if he does come back to the NHL, and everybody has said this, it would be with the Red Wings. And yes, to answer a few ticket texts, Phoenix, put the damn cup. I'm not even going to look over there. It's ridiculous. It is old Russian woman cup. It absolutely is.
It is funny when I put it to my face and take a sip.
Your face disappears.
Yeah, you can't even see me anymore. I can't see anything else.
Oh, my God.
I just see the bottom of the cup. Yeah.
The Coyotes do own his rights until like June 30th, and then he's an unrestricted free agent because the Wings traded the rights just to get it off the books. So they could sign him July 1st. Now, Yzerman did say at his press conference that if people are looking for me to come in and make a big splash on July 1st, that's not my plan. I'm here to build this. I don't think Datsyuk, a big splash would be like a six-year contract to a premium free agent. A one-year deal to bring back Pavel Datsyuk to maybe center the third line, maybe get Justin Abdelkader going again, like he did a little bit when Datsyuk played on his line. I'd be in favor of that. This isn't even a nostalgia thing, Bogey. It's not. It's not like, oh, it'd be so great to see him. No, it's just, okay, he is can be a scintillating player, of course.
Yeah.
Can add some value and doesn't slow down your rebuilding process.
Probably not, no.
I mean, I don't think he would get a multi-year deal, right? So would you be in favor of Datsyuk, and what would be the downside? 248-539-9797, ticket text, the 97136.
Yeah, there's a couple of things here for me. One, he drinks his coffee out of tiny little cups, and big fan of that. He'd do the espresso shots where it's like literally those tiny little basically shot glasses. No, in all seriousness, number two, I don't like the way that it ultimately ended. And I do think, like, look, we came down on Ken Holland a lot over the last several years for mismanagement, for some bad trades, some bad signings, you know, didn't understand what he was doing. And, you know, maybe there was a mandate from ownership to just make the playoffs and he couldn't rebuild. But I thought Datsyuk kind of hung him out to dry, if you will, even more so than he had already experienced here in Detroit. I didn't like what he did to the franchise. I understand he wanted to go home, be with his family.
He also wanted to get ahead of the cratering.
Probably.
The team was starting to crater. Zetterberg was left alone to finish it out, more or less.
That's fair. Also left Henrik Zetterberg, basically, you know, hung out to dry, I think, a little bit as well. But I don't like the way that it ended, the way that he bailed. And in my mind, Steve Yzerman came here and said, okay, this is going to be built a little bit slowly. This is going to be a situation where he wants to get lottery picks. He wants to get young guys and develop talent and allow those guys to succeed and build around, right? You get Pavel Datsyuk, Doesn't that scream of a Kenny Holland
getting a veteran,
David Leguan, type of move? You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't.
That's what it screams to me a little bit.
No, because it wouldn't be, you're not getting some veteran who never played here just to have him for a year.
Mike Modano, Livonia's finest. No,
the only way you could make that argument, and I don't think this is accurate, but you could make the argument, well, if you get Tatsuk and he is just enough to get them to sneak into the playoffs, then does that set the rebuilding back a little bit if they sneak into the playoffs? Now, I don't think he'd be enough to get them to sneak into the playoffs because they don't have any defensemen. And
why risk it, though?
Well, because he would, sell a few tickets. He might teach. He might help maybe a little bit develop some of the young guys or whatever. I mean, I know he's not a big talker. But,
I was going to say, what's the communication process?
Teammates did love him. They did, his work ethic was tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. Quiet guy, but tremendous work ethic. I would be in favor of it. But I do see some ticket techs because people are not as high on it as I thought. Here's one ticket text. No to Pavel. Number one, it would disrupt what chemistry this team is building. Two, he left us high and dry, basically forcing this crash and burn. And you could give him to any other team and it wouldn't hurt us. Well, you're right. If he went to another team, it wouldn't damage the Wings. He said this would be a money grab. Yzerman would be a fool to fall for this. Well, if it's as long as it's less than $3 million, in my mind, less than three. And I don't think Yzerman would fall for it if his agent says $5 million, that minimum $5 million. Okay. I don't think they would do it.
The phone number is 248-539-9797. Love to hear from Wings fans on this. The fact that Steve Yzerman came out and said he wants to get lottery tickets, he wants to get, as many opportunities to get young talent as possible. And I don't think he just meant first round picks. He's talking about second, third, fourth, the later round picks where you need to just hope that you find a guy that people kind of slept on. I would think Yzerman wouldn't mind having one more year, I guess, because he's going to be in charge of the pick this year, where he's got a shot at a top five pick. Him off the record, wouldn't he say, you know what, I'd love to have just the young guys up here, we'll figure it out, year of development, not about winning and losing, and get a top pick.
But
you've
also got older guys. You've got Darren Helm and Justin Albuquerque.
Who cares, though?
No, but that's what I mean. He would take ice time from them, not from the younger guys necessarily. It wouldn't be. It's not like the entire team is young guys and they all have to play 22 minutes a game. All right. You still have some veterans. Okay. That's what he would take.
How about this? If they swap out one of those veterans, like Yzerman comes to a buyout agreement, Yzerman comes to a ridiculous trade agreement, whatever it might be, and Datsuk replaces one of them, fine. I don't want him to be added in addition to some of the nasty
Stevie
veterans.
If you're listening, Bogey just laid out the parameters. He will accept nothing else. And one more ticket text. Then let's go to the phones, please. Okay. Ticket text 97136. There was a good one here that really insulted you, and I lost it. Here it is. Bogey
That's a shame.
Is an idiot and needs to go home. How dare he say Pavel is not considered a legend?
He's not a legend.
I think he's a legend.
He's very good.
He's a legend in Detroit lore.
No,
I do.
Fedorov's a legend. Yzerman, Lidstrom.
Let's go to the phones.
We can go further back.
You're embarrassing yourself more than you did with that coffee cup.
Red
that
Kelly, obviously. Let's go to Mike in Clinton Township. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. I think, again, it's got to be really specific how he comes back. But a one-year deal, obviously the money's got to be right. I agree 100% there. It can't be a ridiculous amount of money. And I don't think Yzerman would do it for a ridiculous amount of money.
Right.
But I think him coming back with the young guys, let's face it, when he was playing in the NHL, he was the best two-way forward in the league while he was here. There was nobody that was better two-way player. I mean, he could teach these young guys some of that. And I think that would be invaluable. Again, it's got to be short-term. And if he replaces one of the other guys, somebody that we can get rid of, that would be great. But I think both in the locker room and out on the ice, I think it would be great for a year.
I think more so even on the ice from this standpoint. I mean, Abdelkader doesn't score anymore, okay? But when he played with Datsuk, he scored. I don't know if it's a confidence thing or a development thing, but if all of a sudden these guys are getting scored, because Datsyuk will get you scoring chances.
Yeah.
Even at the age of 41, I think he would get you scoring chances. Say he's only playing 12 or 13 minutes a game, whatever. That could really help development, I think.
Mm-hmm. If he played with some of the young guys, I'd be fine
that
with that.
Too.
I don't know that I want to see Justin Abdicator have an uptick in production, because let's be honest,
he's not a part of the future. But you're right, maybe he could play on both sides. Here's one. Ticket text. This one's good. Look at Datsyuk as a Jaromir Jagr type, a player with elite-level hockey sense who can be there as an example for the younger players. I am all for it. Every team would want him. He is a legend. Stick that in your cup and drink it.
How about you stick this one? Ticket text 97136. Fedorov is a legend. Datsyuk isn't. You're effing insane.
Hey!
Oh, wait. I think they're actually making fun of me.
Oh.
Datsyuk is not. Fedorov is 1,000 times more of a legend than Datsyuk is here. Sorry.
Oh, I think he's calling you effing insane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I realized that after I read it. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Would you be open to seeing Pavel Datsyuk make his return to the Detroit Red Wings? It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.